In this Windows Server App Fabric video, we'll look at 10 troubleshooting tips using the dashboard. This video builds upon three previous videos, the dashboard sections, troubleshooting, and the configuring monitoring data videos. It introduces tips for troubleshooting that will help you solve problems using the dashboard. While these videos were more procedure driven, this video is more conceptual in nature. It discusses in additional detail how the three App Fabric dashboard sections provide a high-level condition of applications, then partner with their corresponding link pages to drill down into more detail for given data. Let's start by understanding a bit more about troubleshooting concepts regarding durable workflow monitoring. When you initially view the persistent WF instances section, you get a high-level summary view of the status of persistent workflow instances. This allows you to quickly see if there's a problem at the persistent workflow level by any suspended workflow instances that exist. If the suspended instances grouped by service top 5 summary metric contains a non-zero value, it indicates that a problem may have occurred. All summary metrics are linked to the persistent WF instances page. On this page, you can see explicit detailed metrics of persistent workflow instance data that the initial dashboard page summarized for you at a higher level. This raw data gives you additional information working to isolate a problem surrounding persistent WF instance calls. Let's take a scenario where you're using the persistent WF instances section to monitor services at a given scope for problems. Suppose the suspended summary header displays a non-zero value to show that some durable workflow instance was suspended. You can look under the suspended instances group by service to see the top 5 services that have the most suspended workflow instances during the selected time period. Clicking any of these services here will take you to the persistent WF instances page. This takes us to troubleshooting tip number 1. If you are looking for a particular service that is not shown as one of the top 5 services, you can click the suspended summary column to take you to the persistent WF instances enumeration page. Then on that page, you can locate the service through the scope query condition by rerunning the query. The persistent WF instances page is populated with a real-time view of the persistent workflow instances at the specific scope in the IRS hierarchy. You can click one of these workflow instances in the middle pane to display specifics of the workflow in the detail pane at the bottom of the page. Within the details pane, you can view live persistent workflow instance information on the overview tab. This tab contains information about the persistent workflow instance, such as the service virtual path, its workflow instance ID, number of tracked events for its lifetime, creation time, and other information. This information can help you to better understand the lifetime of a persistent workflow instance. This brings us to troubleshooting tip number 2. You can use the persistent WF instances page to issue instance control commands for its enumerated durable workflow instances. After you determine there is an issue from the higher and more abstract levels and troubleshoot to better determine what the problem is or even if it can be fixed, you can then issue control operations such as suspending or terminating an instance. Using the control commands may help you to troubleshoot workflow instances by moving them between states as you check the contents of variables or values displayed in the details pane at the bottom of the page. Realize that a persistent workflow instance and a tracked workflow instance are not one and the same. Depending upon its configuration, a workflow instance can be persisted but not used tracking, and vice versa. This brings us to troubleshooting tip number 3. A persistent workflow instance does not necessarily correlate to a track workflow instance, because you can enable tracking or monitoring and persistence independently of each other. Here's where we enable monitoring, called tracking, in App Fabric, and here's where we enable persistence for a workflow. If you need additional context to help solve a problem surrounding a persistent workflow instance, you can right-click on the instance in the middle pane and select View Tracked Events. This takes you to the Tracked Events page for this workflow. If this workflow also supports tracking, you can also select View Tracked Instance from the context menu for workflow instance. The Tracked WF Instances page is then displayed and populated with persistent workflow information related to the original workflow instance. This brings us to troubleshooting tip number 4. To enable both the View Track Instance and the View Tracked Events options, the application containing the persistent WF service instance must be configured to use persistence and have tracking enabled. That was 4 useful troubleshooting tips for for durable workflow instances. Now let's take a deeper look into troubleshooting using WCF Call History Metrics. When you initially view the WCF Call History section, you get a high-level summary view of the historical status of WCF calls. You can quickly see if there's a problem at any WCF call level by any exceptions, failed, or faulted calls that may have occurred. If either of these service exceptions or error group by common type summary metrics contains a non-zero value, it indicates where a problem may have occurred. Each summary metric is linked to the tracked events page where you can see explicit detailed metrics of WCF call data that the initial AppFabric dashboard page summarized at the higher level. This raw data gives you additional information to isolate a problem surrounding WCF calls. Let's take a scenario where you are using the WCF call history section to monitor WCF calls for your WCF or WF services at a given scope for any problem. In this case, the error summary header on the WCF call history widget contains a non-zero value, so a problem has occurred. If we look on the service exceptions group by service top 5 column, we can see the top 5 services that have encountered the most exceptions during that selected time period. In this case, there is only one service. This brings us to troubleshooting tip number 5. You can also look under the errors grouped by common types column to see a breakdown of the types of errors that have occurred. Service exceptions caused mostly by failed or faulted calls are user-defined errors. To gain more details on the errors or exceptions, you can click on one of the service links to take you to the tracked events page. This brings us to troubleshooting tip number 6. If your service is one of the top 5 services, it will be displayed here. In that case, you can click its service link to take you to the tracked events page. The tracked events page is populated with a historical view of the exceptions that have occurred at the specific scope in this IRS hierarchy. You can click one of the WCF exception events from the list to display specifics of that exception in detail pane at the bottom of the page. Within the details pane, you can view information about the exception. The overview tab contains general information about the event, such as the each end-to-end or E2E activity ID, which is used for correlation in end-to-end tracking, the event type, the exception type name, event source ID, event type ID, process ID, the time it was created, and the trace level. The track variables tab shows the value of any explicitly tracked variables that are stored in the event. And the errors tab gives you exception information about the failure when available. You can use all this information to better understand and troubleshoot WCF exceptions. If you need additional context about the WCF exception, you can right-click an event in the list and click View Tracked WF Instance. If this was a workflow instance, I would be able to go to it and get more additional information. But since it's not, I cannot use that. And the AppFabric dashboard will tell me that. You can also select from the context menu to view all related events for WCF call. This refreshes the tracked events page and populates it with events related to the initial event. In turn, you can click on that and get additional information on the errors, the related events. This brings us to troubleshooting tip number 7. To leverage the View All Related Events option, the monitoring level for an application must be set to end-to-end monitoring or higher. This level tells the monitoring infrastructure to collect transfer events that associate one end-to-end activity ID to another. That was 3 useful troubleshooting tips for WCF calls. Let's now take a deeper look into troubleshooting using WF Instance History. When you initially view the WF Instance History section, you get a high-level summary of workflow instance execution. You can quickly see if there's been any problem in the activation or execution of tracked workflows. If the instances with failures grouped by service top 5 summary metric contains a non-zero value, it indicates where a problem may have occurred. Let's take a scenario where you are using the WF Instance History section to monitor WF services at a given scope to see if there have been any problems. If you see the failure summary metric as non-zero, then expanding this section will allow you to see a breakdown of the failures by the top 5 services. In this case, we only have one. This allows you to focus on the services with the greatest number of potential issues. You can then touch on a specific problem service and specify details by clicking on it. This brings us to troubleshooting tip number 8. To gain more details on failures, you can click on one of the service links to take you to the tracked events page. Alternatively, once you get to any of these subpages, you can modify the query field based upon whatever type of information you want. For instance, you may want to query to a certain type of status. You may want to look at all the ones that have completed and been terminated. You may also want to look for a certain machine name. You may want to look for a certain completion time or creation time. You can specify whatever options you want for the query here, then click Run Query to display the results down here. This brings us to troubleshooting tip number 9. If you're looking for failure data on a particular service that's not shown in the top 5 services, you can click the Failures Summary column to take you to this tracked WF instances page. After you're on that page, you can modify the existing query accordingly. By clicking on a tracked WF instance, I can then display information in the Overview tab in the Details pane. For instance, I can display the name of the service, the site it comes from, things like the application service virtual path, the workflow instance ID, the time it was created, the time it completed, and other additional information. This brings us to troubleshooting tip number 10. Because the tracked WF instance page displays historical and not live data on workflow instances, instance control operations are not supported from this page. Instance control operations can only be issued from the persisted WF instances page. A tracked WF instance does not directly correlate to a persisted WF instance, because you can enable tracking, which is monitoring, and persistence independent of each other, as we mentioned previously. In this video, we looked at the 3 main sections of the AppFabric dashboard, and then we looked at each of the related link pages with a slightly different perspective from our previous 3 videos. During our discussion, each section, I mentioned 10 helpful tips to help you in your troubleshooting issues using the AppFabric dashboard. This wraps up our series on monitoring in the AppFabric dashboard.